It's time for the Tuesday Business of the Week, and we've got Parker Aiden on the line from the Pocahontas Chamber of Commerce, or Pokey, as they call it. Hi, Parker. How you doing?
Good. It's Tuesday. Things are coming along. It's just another day in the life.
It's going to be a busy weekend in Pocahontas, but let's take a little bit of time to talk about what some of the things that the Chamber of Commerce does for, obviously, you do a lot of things for businesses in town to promote businesses. What are some of the things that the Chamber does that people would need to know about?
Yeah, so the Pocahontas Chamber has a big focus on events, just because we are a smaller chamber than some of the big towns you might see around Iowa and elsewhere. So our focus is really kind of event planning and helping make sure the annual community events occur as we want them to. And so they oversee things like the car show and the carnival that are both happening this weekend in Pocahontas. And we have some other fun stuff, too, that occurs throughout the year.
True, like Pocahontas, the haunted house. You talk a little bit about that.
Yes. So that is our new haunted house event. We just started it last year. And then actually this past winter, we won a Iowa Tourism Award for Niche Market Initiative for the event.
Great.
So that was a lot of fun to get to showcase the event in that way and be recognized for our hard work, because we had over 900 people come to it last year for our inaugural year, which was wonderful. It was busy and scary and a great time, and we had a lot of screams, and we're even more excited for this year. We've got a bunch of ideas, and we're getting an even earlier head start on it, I think. You know, last year we talked about it a lot, and things started happening come like Labor Day, but this year we've already got to jump on it and ready to scare people even more.
now, tell me, Parker, what is the population of Pocahontas?
Pocahontas is about 1,800 people.
So over half of the population of the town went to the haunted house. Now, I'm sure you drew from other places, but that's pretty incredible when you think about it.
That yes.
You got 900 people, and you got to figure some of them are from town or working on it, so they didn't count. So, I mean, you're talking about more than half the population of the town going to a single event or a series of events, because it was over a few weekends. That's incredible.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we were hoping that we'd draw in a lot of people, and I think that amount definitely exceeded our expectation, because there were a lot of community members that were involved helping each night of the event. And so I would say there's probably about 30 to 40 people each night helping with it from here. And, you know, we'd have people come from like the Lakes and Fort Dodge, Humboldt area, Storm Lake. So that was just really fun to see people travel for it. And one of my favorite comments, of course, was someone had gone to one in the metro area and said, oh, well, this one's better than that one was.
Wow, well, there you go.
We've accomplished. We've reached peak.
Yep, there you go.
And it was a lot of fun.
And, of course, it'll probably be bigger and better this year. That's going to be coming up in October. And if people want to find out about the calendar of events and things going on that the Chamber is involved with and or that are going on in town, where can they find that out?
Yes, they can just go to our website. So it's www.pokeychamber.com. And if you specifically want to go to our calendar events, you would just do that same website, but then do a /calendar. And that will take you to each of the annual events we plan, what their date is for this year. And you can find all those to put in your calendar that way.
That's right, because I'm sure there's also probably some holiday stuff coming up as well. It's never too early to start thinking about that. And also you have a Facebook page where you find out about this kind of information too. That's where you know, probably is easier to disseminate information to people saying, hey, if you want to get signed up for Pocahontas or you want to do something, here's a link to do that, or here's a way to do that. It's probably easier with a Facebook page.
Yeah, and that's something that we do also as a chamber help with our businesses. You know, if they have information they want to get out to the community or people who are interested in our community, we'll share information on their behalf and just make sure that we're doing a good job of publicizing the things people need to know about in Pocahontas.
That's because that's what the Chamber of Commerce does. You do that kind of stuff. So,
yes, exactly. That's what we're here for. We're here to be a helping hand.
There you go. Parker Aiden, the executive director of the Pocahontas Chamber of Commerce. We'll talk to you again tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of the Business of the Week here on The Bolt. Thanks, Parker.
Yes, sounds great. See you tomorrow.